Hey Zach.
Hey.
Hey
Yeah,
Gabe,
thanks.
Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so the reason I kind of replied was I just had some questions about it. I guess I wanted to know what you could tell me a little bit more about it.
Yeah, okay. So it looks like you're looking to bring on some capital there for the business. Is that right?
I'm not looking for 250,000.
How much are we thinking about bringing on there?
I don't know what do you guys typically work with? What's your minimum? I'm sure you have a minimum, right?
Typically what we do is we free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, and then you take what you need. Did you have like a smaller amount in mind, or I mean what kind of ballpark were you thinking about there?
I was thinking like 50 to 100.
Okay,
What I
yeah.
want to do is consolidate some of our current debt that we have into just ball it into one. And then I would like to update some of our newer equipment, which is what we've been working on. As we are growing, we're getting more and more commercial properties every year.
Okay.
So with that comes obviously better equipment.
Got you. And what kind of debt are you looking to consolidate there? Is this credit card debt, current?
No, we have some current debt, like for some equipment that we have now with a lender. He's
Okay.
an private lender. So
Okay.
right now, we've used him in the past for buying like our zero turn lawnmowers and stuff like that. We've been working with him for like 5 years, 6 years.
Okay. All right, so you're thinking somewhere in the ballpark of 50 to 100, right?
Right. Yep.
All right, let me see what we'd be able to do for the business there. You guys are an LLC, huh? LLC. Okay. How much, what did the business do last year in gross annual sales?
We're gonna be about like I don't know, between 250 to 300 this year.
250, 300. That's it. Is that up from last year?
Yes. Yeah, every year we've gone up.
Or okay, so we're doing some growing there. Okay, 250.
Yeah, we've seen growth about like, I don't know, 40,000 on average per year.
That's really good, actually. That's actually healthy and healthy growth for a business. You know, not expanding too quickly, but still considerably, increasing sales there. Well, just to give you some, do you have any current like working capital loans right now? Is it just the equipment loans, the
Nope.
business? Okay,
Yep.
no current loans. Increase about 40,000. And as far as the ownership goes, are you 100% owner there?
Yes,
Okay.
I am.
And how long have you been in business?
This will be our seventh season.
Okay, so do you guys just do is it like remodeling homes and commercial properties, that sort of thing?
We do more landscaping.
Oh, okay, got you.
We do property maintenance. We do full service for a lot of commercial. Like, we work with property management companies, so we go to apartments, complexes, duplexes, condos, stuff like that. And we take care of anything from the mowing, bed maintenance, plowing. So.
Okay, got you. All right. And how is the personal credit there? Good, bad, average?
I guess average. I would say last time I had a credit score checked, I think it's not it's like 680.
Okay, so yeah, that'd be average, right around the national average there. And how soon are you looking to bring on funds there?
I'm not in a big rush. I mean, I got your mailer. It's not like I was out searching. My wife and I had been talking that it was time to maybe start looking into some options because we are getting to the point where we need to do something to
Okay,
continue growth.
and just to kind of kind of separate your need into the two different programs here. So we have equipment financing program, and then we have our capital program. So I'm not when you say you're updating the current equipment, are you bringing on completely new equipment, or are you just making some adjustments to it,
Just updating more so.
or? Okay, got you. So that would probably fall more under capital. Based on the information you're giving me here, I would say that what we'd be able to free up for you would be kind of in the ballpark of, I would say, 30 to maybe $50,000 on the high end. So I think that's what we'd be looking at as far as a possible approval for the business based on the sales there.
Okay.
Is that something that you guys could put to use there for the need?
Oh, yeah, I mean, anything right now, because I've been paying cash for all of our equipment, and obviously, as we do that, that's like you got to do it slowly. We buy one piece of equipment, and then we wait 6 months to save money, buy another one. So we're to the point right now where I have an opportunity to take some nice properties that I need equipment like now. So,
got you. Okay.
That's why I'm at this position. I guess the big question is, what is the interest rate on something like this?
So our capital program, we're going to be looking at anywhere from a fixed cost of anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar to 30 cents on the dollar on the high end. And it's not a compounding interest rate. It's just basically a cost of funds. So let's say we work up a proposal, and it'll say, okay, Zach, you're borrowing $30,000, you're paying back so-and-so. So on $30,000, you could be paying back as low as $3,000, as high as $8,000 or $9,000. And that's just kind of some ballpark. That's just kind of like the ballpark.
So you're looking at 10% or 30%?
Exactly.
Between there.
Yeah, and it's unsecured capital, so you know we're not trying to leverage your equipment against the business, anything like that.
Yeah, right.
It's unsecured, so and we work really quickly. So all we would need to see what we could do for the business there is we would look at 6 months business bank statements, one page application I can shoot off to you, and then the first page of your most recent tax return.
Okay.
So we take those three items, typically get you an answer in 1 to 2 business days. Pretty okay. Straightforward stuff. I have an email down here. It's fullpccare@gmail.com. Is that still
yeah.
Is that right? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, what I'll do, Zach, is I'll shoot you off the application, and I'll kind of just bullet point those other two items we discussed, and you'll have all my contact information there in the email, my direct line, if you have any questions. And I'll get that sent off to you, and definitely reach out if you have any questions about the process. But, we usually get an answer in 1 to 2 days, and hopefully we can get you into a good program here and see what we can do for you.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. Yeah, nice. Sorry I couldn't call you back at your we're on West Coast, so I couldn't quite get you at your callback time there. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I'll shoot that off to you here in the next 10-15 minutes and definitely reach out if you have any questions, and you can email or fax that stuff over to me, whatever works best for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. Sounds good, Zach. We'll be in touch soon. Yeah, you got it, man. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.